This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable, a Wood Elf production with your hosts, Wanton Wade, Buxom Bob, and Maidenly Mark. This week, there is love in the air, and many a long, strong shaft of Cupid is aimed betwixt the lads as they oil each other up and get ready to probe and penetrate the underside of L'amour. Yes, it's time for the Valentine's special, or the Distractable Threesome. Please prepare thy camcorders and enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Distractable, the podcast where we get distracted pretty easily. I'm your host today. I'm Wade. I'm joined by my Valentines, Mark and Bob. Hi, guys.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good and or bad, depending.
What?
Depending on what?
What?
You could say depending.
I don't know. I just wanted to give a vague answer.
You're covering all the bases of emotion today, depending on how it goes. Yeah. I get that. I understand that.
Just in case. You never know.
You're just pre-moting this episode. You don't know where it's going to lean.
Yeah. You know, who knows how things will be in 5 or 10 minutes.
Did you not plan out Valentine's Day? Was Molly like expecting something and you just realized that you don't have anything to do?
Well, I made a couple of good and or bad decisions for Valentine's Day, including having some guests over so that it's not our special day with just the two of us.
Oh, nobody wants to be alone as a couple on Valentine's Day. You want to have a lot of people over.
Enough about me.
No privacy, no intimacy. Party, dude.
Isn't that what happens when you go out to a restaurant on Valentine's Day and you're surrounded by just nonstop couples? You're all kind of sharing that experience. And they cram the tables in on Valentine's Day.
But everyone collectively agrees to ignore the existence of everyone else there.
Yeah.
When you have guests at the house, it's not a bunch of couples sitting at tables 3 inches away from each other, like angling their shoulder and never making eye contact.
Yeah.
Guests at your house want you to talk to them, let them in.
I go up to every couple at a restaurant, and, well, at least pre-pandemic, I would go up to every couple at the restaurant, like shake their hands, say congrats on being together.
Try their food. Yeah. Hey, this is delicious.
You're that one guy, you walk in, you're like, hey, I'm Wade. It's nice to meet. And everyone is like, oh my God, I'm trying to eat some chicken fingers.
Yeah. I have literally been in a restaurant where I was closer to the couple next to me than I would if I sat next to you, Bob. Like, their elbow was in my plate. That's how close we were. And I could hear everything. There was no privacy at all. Great food, but just like too dense.
Yeah, so awkward. No, I get that it's like we need as many tables as possible because that's how we make money. But there's got to be like a minimum distance that tables are required. The worst thing for me is I'm big, right? I'm tall, but I'm also like heavier. I'm thick. I don't fit between things the same as other people. And I've been in that situation where it's like, you know, there's like a row of tables that are all 3 inches apart. And the waiter is like, okay, have a seat. And I'm like, where are we going to move the tables? Or do I climb over? Do I need to go to the end of the bench and ask everyone to get up so I can slide into my seat? Like, how does this work?
Maybe just do some research and pick better restaurants for Valentine's Day. I don't know. That's my recommendation.
No.
You just go to the first one you find.
No. All right. Well, fair enough, I guess. At least you guys thought about it.
You type into the Google, fancy romantic restaurant, food, dining, eat out, happy pun time. And then you click on the first restaurant you find and you make a reservation. Boom, holiday.
Mm-hmm. You wake up in a cold sweat, go, oh no, I forgot. And then Try your best.
Honey, I got us a reservation for 3:45. It's cool to eat dinner really early now.
I definitely booked in advance.
I didn't forget about this and get a last-minute reservation at a terrible time.
I picked this time specifically.
I booked this months ago and got the coolest time I could, which is 3:45 in the afternoon now.
Don't worry, it's only in downtown Cincinnati in February at 8 p.m. outside. It'll be fine.
I got you the best restaurant. They call it Au Chalet. It's really something special.
Dude, when there is German in the name of the restaurant, you know it's gonna be good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Au Charlie's in German? Is that the combination I just heard?
The only restaurant that came to mind for German was Fuddruckers, and I'm like, I don't think that's German.
Darling, I've got some beautiful reservations this evening. We're going to be eating at Skyline Chili. It's a chili.
Skyline Chalet.
That sounds French.
It's not.
And then afterwards, we should be going to a very exclusive dessert restaurant called Graitas.
All right, well, actually, that's not bad.
That was a pretty good one, though. That's a pretty good place to go.
I thought you were going to say, like, they have this wonderful thing called a frosté at Windows.
We've got an audience with the Queen. The Dairy Queen, yes. I hear she can summon a blizzard on command. And that's Valentine's Day. All right, we're good at this, guys. We're good
so
at this.
So romantic.
Well, thankfully, despite our horrible ideas for what a good Valentine's Day is, I think we're pretty safe with our partners, because you guys definitely did the 36 questions, right? When you found Mandy and Amy?
The what?
The 36 questions, you know, to fall in love with anyone, do this. And you ask your partner 36 questions.
I probably have asked her 36 questions in the decade
together. No. The New York Times posted this, I don't know, a while back. There was a study done by Arthur Aaron, and there was this big thing where, I don't remember, Daniel Jones, I think, posted this article that listed, basically, there's 36 questions, and you're supposed to ask your potential partner these questions, and the idea is that mutual vulnerability fosters closeness, and so if you guys answer these questions, it'll bring you together, and you'll be in love or something.
I actually do know about this, and do you know that in that study, I forget what the exact percentage is, but, like, a surprising number of those couples went on to be married from that study. Like, I don't know if they're still married, but I do know that it was a non-zero number. How many, actually?
Most of them, and by most of them, I mean somewhere between 1% and 99%.
I mean, that. Look, I'm not going to, like, throw out there that I know what I'm talking about until I research it. That's what we do on this podcast.
Uh-huh. Thorough research. Uh-huh.
That's what we do.
If anyone listens to our podcast and thinks that we're a factual scientific podcast, they're at the wrong place.
I like the idea of the researchers who did this, just after every couple was done, they're like, hey, if we toss you like a couple grand each, you guys get married for a couple months? Just to prove a point. Just an academic paper, right? No one will read this. And enough of them were like, 5,000. And they're like, yeah, done. done. Yeah, we got funding for this. We can swing that. Yeah. So $5,000 each, and just, you know, go to Lake City or whatever. Have a nice time.
I don't know how many people were in the study, but at least two couples went on to get married.
It's pretty good.
There might have been more.
Were they strangers?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That was the point of the study. They got strangers to get in there and do these questions.
Huh. Well, what if we, and by we I mean I, read these questions to you two, and you have to answer them during the show today, and we'll see if you guys are ready to get married by the end.
Wait, so it's a competition to see who falls in love with you? So you judge this.
I love
this,
Mark.
But no, not us. We're competing for Wade's love.
Oh, we're competing for Wade's love.
Yeah, ooh, at the end of this, he's going to be in love with one of us. Guaranteed. That's how this study works.
Guaranteed. Okay,
so whoever he's in love with, that's the winner.
He will propose to, and then we'll meet up in Vegas and have an Elvis wedding.
I'll ask you guys all 36 questions. I'll give you a point for each question based on who I think had the better answer. At the end, we'll see who had the better of the 36 answers.
And statistically, you will be in love with the person with more points.
Yeah.
It's a good thing it's not an even number, so we can't tie.
Well, I'll give a bonus point for whoever's taller biggest or something at the end. I don't know.
Yeah, taller.
Biggest
taller.
Way,
yeah,
biggest
taller.
Way. Wait, hold on.
Feet.
Damn it.
Biggest feet. I got big feet, so, you know, that's pretty good for me.
All right, I'm giving a point to Bob for biggest feet.
I could probably beat you on single adrenal glands size because I only have one and it swells in proportion. Whenever you lose one of your organs, the other one compensates, right? Mm. That's why yeah. Lance Armstrong, he only has one ball, but it's huge.
All right, no more bonus points. I gave 2 to Mark for single adrenal gland size, 1 to Bob for feet. So let's...
Well, I got 2 feet. He only has 1 adrenal gland.
Yeah, but it's huge.
My feet are huge. I can squish your adrenal gland with one of my feet.
Please don't.
The other one, just watch. You love me yet, Wade?
All right, I'll give 3 points to Bob for feet, 2 to Mark.
Wait, if you stepped on my adrenal gland for like 5 seconds afterwards, I would be fucking manic. Like,
it's just a sack filled with adrenaline. It just leaks out, and I just squeeze it like a little water balloon, and you're just like, oh my God.
That's what it is, right? Wouldn't that happen? Isn't that what would happen?
I don't know if that's how it works.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'll look it up later.
All right, well, in order to break the tie, you both have 3 points at the start. There we go.
Okay, cool. Okay. Tiebreaker.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential?
You're talking about the potential?
The potential. You thought to yourself, oh, a little elbow grease, some fresh installs, a little bit of love. You could transform that body full of rust into a baby that's all your own.
Cars, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't take much to transform my ride.
Your ride's more like Schrodinger's ride. If you don't think about it, it both does and does not exist.
It is possible.
But on eBay Motors, anything is possible. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. They got brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it.
With eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back.
Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Guys, I found another subscription. It's not even one. They keep coming.
What? That's crazy.
But that's okay, because I could use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money can help you have full control over subscriptions, have a clear view of your expenses.
If there's anything in there that says, like, hey, please cancel this for me, don't press it.
I'm going to go press all of those buttons. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/distractible. That's rocketmoney.com/distractible. rocketmoney.com/distractible. You should get that, Mark. It's probably important.
Oh, no way.
All right, so first question. Which one of you wants to go first on these?
Rock, paper, scissors?
Sure.
Rock, paper, scissors. Shoot, I got rock.
I had paper.
Ah, damn it. Did you have paper?
Oh, yeah, no, I totally did the hand motions and everything. I didn't just listen to you say rock, paper, scissors and then say what you were doing and then say well, the one that beat you. That wasn't what I did.
Fair is fair. Okay.
All right. For outsmarting Mark, then I guess Bob gets to go first.
I should have clapped. That would have really sold it. I should have just like rock, paper, scissors. Well,
you know, going first might not necessarily be an advantage here because it gives Mark more time to think about this.
Yeah, sure. That's how this is going to work.
Oh, I'm very desirable. It's an advantage for me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then here we go. Let's kick this off. Question one, Bob. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
That's an interesting choice. I would say, That's a couple people. Do they have to be alive?
No, I'd say not.
Oh, well, this is going to be emotional then. I would say I would love to have one more dinner with my maternal grandmother. And before, she had Alzheimer's, and she passed away a number of years ago now. But I would love to have one more dinner with her before the Alzheimer's really started to progress, so that I could just talk to her about, you know, how things have gone.
Mm, that's really all nice.
I get my sense of humor from her. Mm. Also, my glittering positive attitude that you guys are so familiar with, I'm sure.
Mm.
But yeah, she got to attend Manny and my wedding, which was great. But at that point, short-term memory was almost gone, like mostly gone. I would love to catch up with her and just like get to share with her, you know, how life has gone. I think she would be surprised. She didn't know about YouTube and stuff back then. I wasn't doing that yet, or not as much. I think that would be nice. And, you know, to hang out with family. I would have my whole family.
That's really nice.
Follow that one up, Mark. Good luck.
I literally, and this is super, anyone alive or dead in any time in history, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's fair.
I want to have dinner with like one of the first humans, like whatever you would qualify as the first human who like was in any way capable of speech or something like that. I doubt I'd understand them.
Sure.
But just because I want to see what that's like, and also they would be so freaked out. So I might die at this dinner, but I just think it would be a fascinating experience. If it's just like an experience to share a meal with anybody ever, like I don't really care about a lot of other people. I mean, Bob, great thing with your grandma. I get that. I could pick that tea. He stole it. I could have done that. But...
I took your idea.
No. Just like, I really just want to see, just from a like a experiencing the roots of humanity kind of thing. I've just like, I think that would be so fascinating. They'd probably kill me, you know.
That's interesting. Oh, that's
fair. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting answer. I do have to give the point to Bob.
Oh, come
because,
on.
personal relatability, which is what this is all about, is I think if I could have a meal with someone, it would be my grandma who passed away back in like 05. I would love to have one more meal with her just for her to see like where I've gone in life and the things that we've gotten to do, the three of us, and so on and so forth. First human would be interesting though. I'm not going to lie. Trying to just communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that, you know, they would be calm enough to understand, like, you know, going to sit down at a meal,
yeah,
and not just like, I don't know, hitting a snail with a rock or something.
I said civilized.
Yeah, that would be fascinating.
I think it would be an interesting task to pick who that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Because,
yeah,
like,
right?
Defining what level of communication they would have,
yeah,
what, from what time they'd be, because there are lots of humanoid, I don't know, what are they, hominins?
Hominins,
I'm not,
yeah.
I don't know these things, but like, there's probably a lot of generations of creatures exist, you know,
yeah,
beings that aren't really like human as we know it, but our predecessors. That's a very interesting idea in general.
Yeah, I would leave it as like an open-ended thing, like Monkey's Paw style, like you're making a wish to a genie and you didn't get specific enough. I would just say,
right,
first human, and I would want to know what shows up, right?
Yeah,
that would just be if it's a baby, I'm gonna be disappointed, but like hopefully they're an adult.
Adults only, okay? This is gonna be at a sandals, no kids allowed.
There's just two aliens like standing next to a test tube, and there's just a human baby, and then they're like, well, we made this first human.
Yeah. It's that dude from the alien movie, the big tall like pasty white dude who drank the black goo and dissolved, you know. He's like got the cup in his hand. He's like, whoa.
I'm gonna have to move us on because we do have a lot of questions.
All right, fine.
That is interesting.
Fine.
All right, question two, Bob.
Where is he going to go first?
Are we alternating? Do I go first the whole time?
Oh, I can alternate this. Yeah, alternating's
fine. I'm open to whatever. Do you want to alternate, Mark?
Yeah, let's alternate.
Yeah,
Mark,
let's alternate.
You go first this time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right, Mark, would you like to be famous? If so, in what way?
Oh. Can you imagine what that might be like?
I mean,
it's interesting though, from the perspective of having some fame.
Yeah, honestly, like I'm not as famous as a lot of celebrities out there, definitely.
Like Bob and I, yeah.
Yeah, like you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of that thing where my whole life, and I think most people's lives, like I enjoy this like casual anonymity of going to restaurants alone. And, you know, it's not like I'm bothered if someone comes up and recognizes me, but now it's like a constant thought. Definitely like the benefits of like being able to make whatever I want and the ancillary things of, you know, I have an audience and I can create things. I don't think you could ever separate those ideas. Like you couldn't do what I am doing right now and to the level of success that I'm able to do it. You know, if this podcast, we did a podcast, but no one was listening to it, it would still be fun. And I imagine we would probably do it. But considering you can't separate those ideas, like, I do think I'd still want to have, like, that level of fame. Because when you live in a world with other people, you have to interact in some way. And when you want to share the things you create, it just has to be. Like, nowadays, you see a lot of, like, faceless YouTubers or, like, people that hide their appearance or identity. And I'm sure everything comes out eventually. Like, you can't hide forever. But, you know, I don't even think I would want that. You know, I think I'm good where I am. I'm in a very comfortable spot.
All right, Bob?
No.
All right, cool.
I mean, so I would not judge. I mean, it's not a thing you can judge anyway. But like, I don't look down on being famous at all. I think it's very cool. It's like you said, Mark, if you're the kind of person like you are, where you're creative and you're making things, you want people to watch them. Like, the point is to make it and to make what you want. Mm-hmm. But you get a lot of enjoyment out of making something and being proud of it, and then someone watching.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, this is why people, you know, there are like streamers who stream to a handful of people, 5, 10, whatever, and they're not famous or anything, but it's fun to stream, even if it's to a small group, or to make YouTube videos or whatever. You know, there's a lot of ways you can make art or creations, and you just want someone to appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You want to be proud of it yourself, and I totally get that. But the things that come along with it seem exhausting to me. My main experience with this is the summer that Manny and I lived in DC, when you came and visited, and we did like a charity stream and hung out, and it was really fun. But the whole time you were there, you had to wear, if we ever went in public, you had to wear a hat and sunglasses.
Yeah.
Or else, like, we were all just walking around, and in the distance, you'd always just be like, wait, is that Mark? Are you Mara? And people would come up. And it's like you said, like, I don't begrudge anyone. If people have recognized me in public too, like, I'm in your videos, people know my face a little bit, I'm never mad. But it always, I'm not like prepared for that. Mm-hmm. I've had so many experiences where I'm like at a grocery store, not in a context where I'm ready for someone to be like, hey, are you Markiplier's friend? And they come up and they're like, oh, dude, I love Drunk Minecraft. And I'm like, yeah, do you know where Ritz crackers are? And they're like, oh, can you like, can we get a picture? I'm like, yeah, I guess. I don't know what. And, you know, like, I'm just not that person.
Mm.
I can't imagine what someone like, I don't know, like George Clooney or, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, or like anyone with that level of celebrity where it's like you're known by every human alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Type thing. I don't know what that is. But even your, where you are, Mark, you're very famous. Wherever you go, it's pretty likely there's going to be someone there who's like, who will recognize you, who might be bold enough to like, you know, interrupt while you're eating dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
I just can't live that way. That's so much.
Yeah.
And like, I couldn't do it. It would drive me insane. I would be that guy where someone's like, oh my God, you're Bob. Can I get an autograph? And I'd be like, go away. I'm busy. I'm at the CVS for my tummy's upset and I need anti-diarrheal medicine. I don't want to take a picture with you. And it's like, I would be that guy, after some amount of time. I don't want that life. That's not good for me.
It's weird though, right? It's weird answering this question from the fact that we've experienced both a level of fame and the before times.
The before times.
The before times.
Because I like where I'm at too. I remember going to LA and we were trying to go to dinner one night. We had to walk like 3 or 4 blocks and we got stopped like 5 or 6 times in that short walk. People like were like, Mark, 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 oh my God, you're Mark. And it's like, that's really cool getting to interact with fans. But like you said, like, you're not even like, we, you, whatever, are not even like the most recognizable faces on the planet. Like, it gets crazier than even that.
Yeah.
And at some point you completely sacrifice having privacy and getting to have any bit of normal existence. And I definitely don't want that. I think I would like to have some, like where I'm at right now, because I do love attention. I do like eyes on me. I love my career and the podcast, everything else we do. But any more than where I'm at, that would be too much. Because I still like having a somewhat normal existence. Getting to go out to a restaurant and occasionally run into somebody is nice, but having to go out every time like wearing a disguise or something so that I can just buy a loaf of bread would be terrible.
Is this such a big long way of saying Bob gets the point? Is that what you're leaning
on? No,
I'm
agreeing with you, so you got the point.
Oh, well, hey, thank you. Hey, whoa, thanks, pal.
You agreed with what I said.
Thanks, pal. Thank you.
Yeah, he said he wanted some fame, and I want some fame. He said he's happy where he's at. I'm happy where I'm at. I relate to that.
Yeah, see, he's perfect.
We both don't want more fame, but we both are attention whores, unlike you, Bob.
Thank you.
I'm definitely not an attention whore. That's true.
Well, guys, whenever you see Bob in public, just rush him. Don't. Ask for that autograph. Ask him how his tummy's doing. How's the hemorrhoids, Bob?
Bad. Bad. Tummy's bad. Oh,
God.
Tummy update. Not good.
Next episode, Bob's tummy.
Based on our current progress, we might be skipping a few questions.
No. You just go faster.
This is a 6-hour long episode. Let's go.
All right. Speed rounds. All right. Before making a telephone call, Bob, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say?
Not ever for any reason. Ignore the fact that I'm far away from the microphone. I thought I had more time to grab a water bottle. No, never. I like to call, and sometimes I forget why I called, and someone's like, hello? And I'm like, hi, who's this? Oh, shit. No, yeah, I know why I called you. And I start talking. Yeah,
beautiful. Dude, Mark, what about you?
Dude, I don't even rehearse going into this podcast. Like, why would I rehearse for a phone call?
Great, it's a wash. No points for anybody. Question 4.
Okay.
Mark, you're first. What would constitute a perfect day for you?
Oh, man. Probably just a day where no one contacts me.
Beautiful. You want fame and attention, but no interaction. All right, Bob, what about you?
It would be fun. One of the West Coast tour days is probably pretty close. That was really fun. And Mandy was there, and like a bunch of friends were there. We did a show, then we hung out. It was awesome. Something like
beautiful.
That.
Beautiful. Point to Bob.
Okay.
I like human contact. It gets to be too much sometimes. But I definitely need, like, some attention on me at some point in the day.
We're starting to pick up this idea here. We get you. Mm-hmm. We hear you.
All right. It's not about me. It's about us. By us, I mean me. Bob, I think you're up again. When did you last sing to yourself or to someone else?
This morning, like in 2 hours ago.
What'd you say?
I sang to myself. I took a shower this morning. Okay.
That's fair.
And we've been listening to the Encanto soundtrack on repeat. And so when I'm just doing stuff, I'll just be like, we don't talk about Bruno, no, no. Over and over. I don't even know most of the words of the song. I just know the chorus.
Mark, you're an LA campfire guitar guy. What about you?
Hey, whoa. This seems a little...
I got personal.
this is a little extreme.
Not to imply anything, but when's the last time you sang to yourself?
I mean, like, both parts of that question was this morning, because, like, I'll just randomly mumble anything. But then when Amy, like, gets in the room, it'll just be like, poop my pants. Poop my pants. I have just pooped my pants. It's a lot of pooping my pants I sing about. That
sounds like a joke, but I know that it's not.
Which part, the pooping pants or that I do this?
Just singing in general. Yeah, about a lot of poop and other themes.
Yeah, it's
a lot of
poop,
stuff.
A lot of butts, a lot of singing about that. Yeah.
I hum the Dead by Daylight soundtrack to me sometimes. I don't really care to play the game all that much, but the do, 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 do. But I always replace it with poo, poo, pee, pee.
Hey, we are one of a kind here. Two peas in a pod.
All right, point to Mark. We both like poop and pee. There you go.
Yeah, hold on a second.
That's factual. Let's move on. Mark, you're up.
Uh-huh.
If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want? Mind or body?
Mind, easy. The idea of, like, being feeble, I don't like it, but the idea of, like, living with losing yourself, you know, your mind, like, man, that'd be the worst. So I'd have to go with mind.
What about you, Bob?
I can't tell if it's mind or neither. I think if I was presented with this, I would probably pick mind, but then I would not want to live to 90 physically. If I'm 32 and I already is where I am right now, when I'm 90, I wouldn't live that long. I would be alive by the power of magic and it would be terrible. I would not want to live that long.
That's fair.
Let me keep my mind and let me decide when I've had enough physically.
Yeah.
All right, point to both of you. I agree, it's mind. It's mind or, yeah. Being, like, physically there without being mentally there, it's like, what would be the point? Bob.
Can he get half a point? He was wishy-washy about the mind. He had, like, a semicolon at the end of that. I was straight up mind all the way.
I thought it was a decent qualifier.
Debating points now? Are you really trying to debate with me
just
right
saying,
now, bro?
You did have some, like, anecdotes towards the end. There are some exceptions.
Just being realistic.
I heard a mind butt. That's what I heard.
I answered the question. There was no wrong answers.
And butts lead to poo. That's an extra point for Bob.
God damn it.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Bob, do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
Apparently he does.
Yeah, well, it's definitely going to be either like an illness or like I'm just going to get up out of bed and collapse onto the floor. And when I get to the hospital, the doctor is going to be like, oh, no, no. he's going with no explanation. I'm just gonna have degraded so much that they're just gonna be like, it's best to just let him pass.
His cause of death was just, it's time.
In 20 years, I can't imagine how I'm gonna feel, but not good.
What about you, Mark?
Well, I mean, I've done so much stupid shit throughout my life. I know it's gonna be my fault and doing something dumb. Like, I will have reached a point in my life kind of past the window of being selected for any kind of space program or something. So I build a rocket in my backyard, spend all of my money, like no retirement savings, just blow it all on this one rocket, you know, Jeff Bezos style. And I'll just like, it's gonna go up and it's gonna over and it's going right back down. I'll probably crash and die. That's probably how it'll be.
I want to go peacefully in my sleep, but based on recent experience, I can't help but think that a semi is going to find me in my house.
That's not even that recent. That's like a year and a half ago now. Come on.
It feels like yesterday.
You're going to wake up to some headlights and a horn. You're just going to be like, no, you found me.
It's the same truck. He's like, I tried to do it the first time, but you live.
No points for anybody, because whenever we're dead, our points won't matter.
Yeah, you're true. Ah. Very wise.
Mark, name three things you and your partner appear to have in common. Appear to have in common.
Appear to have in common. appear to have it? Is this like based on appearance or just like guessing we have in common? As if I wouldn't know.
I mean, I guess if you know you have it in common or if you just think you do, either way.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't have to be appearance only.
I mean, the thing is, like, Amy and I, we are quite different in a lot of ways. We have the same sense of humor, you know, like we like to just chill in the evenings, play video games or watch TV or something like that. She's not a big gamer, so I guess that's not really the case. We love to travel.
Chill, travel, and laugh. That's three.
That's three, I guess. Yeah. When you put it like that, no, kind of like the establishment of our relationship is kind of built on our differences. And because I love hearing her talk about things that I'm not personally interested in, but I like hearing about how passionate she is about them. And I'd like to think she thinks the same way about the things I'm passionate about. But I always like, you know me, I'm always like gushing into one thing or another. So like I'm jumping from thing to thing and I obsess. So I hope she likes to listen to it. So those probably.
She at least tolerates.
She tolerates. Yeah, we're both tolerant.
We both tolerate. What about you and Mandy, Bob?
We love, I mean, this is your answer, I guess. We love like traveling, the experience of traveling together. I guess, I don't know. I don't know how to say this. Good conversation. We both love talking about anything, like, and because she's a scientist, she has all kinds of knowledge that I really don't share in or have any part of, about like math and statistics and sciencey things, but we'll talk about anything. I guess we're both like smart enough, and yeah, I have my own experiences. We'll just talk until like 2 or 3 in the morning. I don't know if that's a thing, what that's called, but we both love doing that. And we're both also really caring. It kind of comes out in different ways, but like I like doing things. My love language is action. And she is a very thoughtful, caring person. Like I don't think she's ever done anything without considering like, how would this affect Bob, or like, what decision should I make with him in mind? So like in different ways, we're both extremely caring toward each other.
Okay. Those are both good answers. I'll give it a wash. No points. Congrats.
Okay.
Thanks. Somehow like a loss.
Molly and I like to decompress together. We like to, I don't know, just at the end of the day, just chat about the day, the good and the bad. And I think that's been something that's really brought us closer together over the years. It's just, we always kind of have that going on. We like to laugh together, watching stuff, doing stuff. And we just like to spend time, I don't know, doing whatever together. We don't have to be like actively playing a game together or something like that, or actively talking about, but just like sometimes just sitting and enjoying each other's company, watching a show or so on and so forth. Tons of other stuff too. Those are some of the first three that come to mind though. No points for me either. It's a three-way tie. Congrats.
All right.
Bob, what are you most grateful for in life? Grateful for.
Has to be one thing.
Or something in general. Just for what in your life do you feel most grateful?
I mean,
dog or the wife, you can only pick one.
Ugh. This sounds, I don't know of a better way to say this. It's going to sound wrong initially, but I guess the privilege? And honestly, like, that has specific connotations with it, but I mean more in the sense of the opportunities that I have had that I totally acknowledge are basically luck. I am very privileged and lucky that my parents were good parents and supportive, privileged that they were able to offer me financial support in a lot of ways to get through like college and stuff. I'm lucky that I'm smart. I'm pretty clever. I've leaned on that a lot. I'm just very lucky, I guess, privileged or lucky that things have gone well for me. I've had a lot of opportunities and done well.
Okay. Bob's grateful for his white privilege. Mark, what about you?
I would probably say I'm grateful for like just my curiosity and drive to do things. And this is a weird thing. It's not as self-complimentary as it seems because my life is chaotic at times and I do jump from things. But if not this was like a sinusoidal wave, you know, a perfectly even sinusoidal wave, my life and curiosity and drive is like, I don't know, just like a thrash metal waveform of music, just like all over the place. But the peaks and valleys are very good. And when I get obsessed with something I like, I love that feeling and the things that I can accomplish with. It throws so many things through the loop. Like, it's just complete chaos. And I'm not fully blaming this on ADHD or whatever, but it's just like, I have a very good sense of self and I have a good sense of curiosity. And I don't know where I could trace that to a specific point in my upbringing or something like that. You know.
Okay.
I think that...
So having motivation and effort, you're half Korean privilege. Got it.
It could be the half German side, you know, you never know. Yeah, you never know.
I gotta give the point to Mark, otherwise I might look racist. So congratulations, Mark, you get the point.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
that question will age very well for us.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know, just lifestyle, like getting to fall into YouTube and Twitch, the podcast, meeting Molly. Technically I knew you, Mark, but getting to know you better, meeting Bob, all the friends we have and stuff. I don't know, just my entire life kind of changed a decade ago. And I'm very grateful for all of the, you know, the good and the bad that have come in that time span, because I feel like it's been a pretty awesome ride and it's definitely helped me grow as a person.
That's nice.
Great, guys, that was 9 questions. So we're a fourth of the way there.
All right.
Here we go. Number 10. Mark, you're up first on this one. If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
Oh, no. I anytime there's a question that's like, would you change anything in your past? I say no.
Yeah.
Because it made me who I am. I don't know what in there. Like, I could ask things like,
Let's
you know.
Let's assume that you'd end up in the same place. Would you change anything?
Assume I'd be here today on this podcast still talking. Like, everything was the same.
Yeah.
You would just have fonder memories or something.
I mean,
if it wouldn't drastically change like something good in your life now, would you change anything?
I'd still say no, because I don't know how it would change other people, you know?
That's fair.
Like, I don't know that butterfly effect. I don't want to mess with that. I don't know how anything could go wrong. Like, I saw that movie with Ashton Kutcher. I don't want to strangle myself in the womb after the horrible decisions that I would made.
I did too. I saw the movie too, and I still don't know where my car is, dude.
Well, I was going to say, I wish I invented Apple computers. I don't know. That seemed like a pretty good path to take.
I don't think that's changing your upbringing, though. Yeah, what if I just like, I for some reason, my first words as a baby was to my dad, buy Apple stock. And then
and then everything else was the same.
What would I change about how I was raised? I would make my parents make me rich. I mean, I also wouldn't change anything. I do wish I'd had some time in life to get to know my dad, or more time with like different family members that I lost early on. I wouldn't change anything because I am happy with where I've gotten. I think that loss helped me grow as a person. But there's definitely moments that like, it would have been nice to have a memory or to get to, I don't know, accomplish some of the things that we've gotten to do in life and get to see how, I don't know, more of my family there for those moments, stuff like that. But overall, I wouldn't change it. Point to Bob for getting rich.
All right, good answer, Wade. That's 10 questions down, competitors.
And, well, I figured I'll answer 2. People might care about my perspective. Maybe not.
2? I didn't answer that one.
Yes, you did. Oh.
Mark answered, and then you answered, and then you were like, all right, point to Bob for that answer.
You said Apple stock. I thought that was your answer. All right, Bob, go ahead and answer more.
No. I don't want to now. It's over. It's past. I got my point. That's all I really care about, really.
I did. I gave you a point. You didn't even answer.
That's incredibly unfair. I think the point giving is biased. Like, I don't want to say anything outright, but it seems like I got a suspicion.
Right, point to Bob for not pointing out the bias. All right. Bob now has a 2-point lead. I'm a really good host. Nothing wrong with my hosting. Mm-hmm. Bob, you're first. You got the points and you get to answer first. We're going to probably skip this one. The prompt is take 4 minutes and tell your partner your life story in as much detail as
possible.
Make it
15 seconds. 15 seconds.
15 seconds.
All right,
yeah,
15 seconds. Go.
I've got a timer. I'm going to start it. Give me a second. All right. Born in Michigan, hate the Buckeyes. Thought I wanted to be a musician, that was stupid. Thought I wanted to be a lawyer, that was stupid. Didn't want to be a YouTuber, that's what I am now. We do a podcast. It turned out pretty good, I guess. Let's hang out.
Beautiful. Mark,
All right.
15 seconds.
All right. And I'm looking at this clock and born in Hawaii, went to Ohio, don't remember a thing, got my hand stuck in a window, remember that? Stuck my hand in a bee bush, grabbed a wasp, got bit by a snake, fell off the stairs, broke my head open, broke my arm, grew up, graduated college, lost my virginity very late, I think I was 22 or something, and then started YouTube, went through that, got a lot of stuff there, and here I am!
You lose a point.
That's a couple seconds over, but that's pretty good.
Another point goes to Bob because you lied about graduating college.
I didn't say I graduated college.
You did.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. You did.
Did I say graduate college?
Yeah, you did.
You did.
I thought I said went through college.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
Oh, yeah. Well, can we get a playback of graduated college?
Broke my arm, grew up, graduated college.
There it is. Graduated college.
Oh, no. I think I said graduated high school in my mind, high school, comma. College oh, was okay. After that. That's what I said.
Well, for poor punctuation, the point goes to the
I guess we'll see in post. I don't know.
All right,
lost
right,
family,
right,
gained
right.
Friends, learned, tried hard.
You're not a part of this.
I want to be a part of things.
You want to get through this? You're like, oh, we're going to run out of time. You're spending all the time. No one's giving you points at all.
I will give more points to Bob. Keep this up. I give myself points. All right, you know what? 30 points to me. Let's see if you guys top that.
Right.
I'm going to host two in a row.
Wow.
Mark, you're first for some reason. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
Like superpowers?
Anything. Quality or ability.
Anything.
I've always said probably like control over time is probably the best superpower. So I would go with that. Yeah.
Bob?
I would want, what is this called? The ability to, I don't know, like willpower. The ability to control my decisions more carefully.
Like absolute unbreakable will. That would be a good one.
I mean, it doesn't even have to be superhuman. If it was just like pretty good for a human, I have no willpower. I don't do anything. One night I'll go to bed and be like, I'll wake up at 7 tomorrow. I'm going to get up. I'm going to just do a quick workout, have a shower. My alarm will go off at 7 and I'll be like, oh, fuck that. Oh, my God. I don't even do it one time, let alone starting new habits. Like just the ability to like stick to a plan and will myself to do the things I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
That would be pretty good. Yeah.
Those are both good answers. I'll give the point to Mark so he won't whine.
Yeah.
For me, X-ray vision. I want the boobies. All right, let's move on.
Whoa.
Man. Whoa.
It's good that doesn't exist.
Speed round. Come on, speed round.
Okay.
Bob, you're first this time. If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know? Assuming you could only ask one thing, I guess.
The truth. Will I be happy with the decisions I made?
All right, Mark?
I mean, I'm going to say, Bobby, probably yes, I guess. I don't know. What decisions are you making that we don't know about?
I know. I mean, it just seems like it. But like every time I choose anything, I'm like, all right, well, I just have to live with this for my life.
Yeah, I guess.
I hope it's good.
I probably would ask if I ever actually make it to space. I would ask.
Mm.
I would ask that.
Okay.
And if the answer is no, I think I could live with that. But then...
So then you wouldn't live a happy life because you would know the answer is no.
Well, it's not about living a happy life. Obviously, that would be like, oh, that'd be sad. Because as you know, I build my life currently with the assumption that I'm going to space at some point. You guys know this.
That's true.
Know.
It's true. It is true.
Oh, you're going to make it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with Bob on this one. We give Bob the point. I'd want to know, like, I'd probably ask about, like, you know, I wouldn't want to know how long I live, like, knowing when my death's coming. I wouldn't want to know, but, like, overall, did I live a happy life? Like, that'd be nice to know.
Irrelevant.
If the answer's no, I don't know what I would do. I guess it'd be really crushing to find out the answer's no.
Irrelevant.
Yeah, that's a dangerous one.
Yeah, it sure is, but, you know, whatever. I guess it is.
Do I get to go to heaven? No. Oh, God. Is it too late? Yes. No! God!
What's the thing that 8-Ball says? Like, the answer's unclear. Try again later.
Ask again later.
Yeah.
Mark, I think I know your answer for this one, or at least I know one of them, but Here's your question. Is there something you've dreamed of doing for a long time, and why haven't you done it yet?
Going to space, because I'm not Jeff Bezos.
Wow.
Because people don't listen to Distractible hard enough. We haven't been offered that podcast in space deal.
Hey, SpaceX, if you got some sponsorship bucks you want to send our way, I think we got a test astronaut for you, huh?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't really want to go to space, but Mark can have my ticket, too. He can go twice.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you.
What about you, Bob?
I have always wanted to own either a modern sports car or like a 67 Mustang or something. I love cars, but I don't know how to work on them. I want it, but it's also, they're expensive and you gotta spend and it's all this thing and it's not as convenient. But like, basically I'm too practical. My dream is to own a cool sports car someday. Probably an old one, an old sports car.
Hmm.
All right. Point to Mark for dreaming even bigger. Do I like your dream, Bob? And for me, I don't know. I want to go to Hawaii, I guess. I haven't done it because, I don't know.
You've never been to Hawaii?
Never been.
Never?
Never either. I want to go.
Dude, let's go.
It's like the only goal I really have in life is I at one point want to go see Hawaii before I die.
Dude, Hawaii's great.
Seems cool.
And then we're going to Korea. You guys, I'm taking you to Korea.
I want to do that so bad.
Yeah, we're going
to
do it.
Unless I have plans to go to Hawaii that weekend.
Yeah, we can hit it on the way. It's the same direction for the plane.
Yeah.
Deal. Bob, you're up. What's the greatest accomplishment of your life?
Tricking Mandy into marrying me.
Beautiful. Mark, what about you?
I hope I haven't done it yet, you know? I mean, it's not like I haven't done stuff, but I'm
okay,
still...
Okay, point to Bob, because your answer is nothing.
No, that's fair. I like your answer. Mine will hopefully be having kids, but we haven't done that yet. Good kids, not bad kids. Be good kids. If you're listening to this in the future, you better be good.
Thankfully, we're really early into this episode because we're almost halfway through the questions.
All right, cool.
Speed rounds, everybody.
You keep saying that. You
Mark,
keep saying it.
What do you value most in a friendship? One word.
What did you just say?
What do you value most in a friendship? One word answer.
Loyalty.
Bob.
Height.
Point to Mark, even though I like that answer. Bob, most treasured memory.
One time we were playing Scattergories, which is a game where you're guessing words with my grandmother at a Christmas party, and she couldn't remember a word, and she got really flustered, and she just went, "Oh, shit!" in front of everybody, and it was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
All right, Mark?
There was this Christmas where we got StarCraft from my dad, and we weren't expecting anything, and it's not like we're ready for anything, but, you know, we had heard about StarCraft a few months prior, and, you know, we didn't know if he could afford it, and we didn't think we were going to get it, and then we got it, and he just let us play that game, me and my brother, all day. It was, love that.
I have two that are tied, spending time with my grandparents on their pontoon down in Kentucky, and just how happy Molly was on our wedding day and getting to see her glow.
That's cute. Give yourself a point. Give yourself the point.
All right. 10 points to me.
Wait. Stop.
That's okay. We do multiplying here.
What?
All right. From that happy note, let's go to Mark. What's your most terrible memory?
Terrible memory? Probably my dad dying. I would have to say that, you know.
Yeah.
It was just that whole night is just cemented in my brain. So I'll say that.
Bob?
Probably the time where I had a serious nerve thing in my back where I was incapacitated for a week. It's over a long period of time, but the pain, I remember the car ride, man, he took me to an urgent care and I could not stand it. Like, I've never felt pain like that in my life. I was screaming and crying. I was sitting in the waiting room of the urgent care with a bunch of people who were just had colds or whatever, sitting there actively crying, moaning out loud, could not even fathom the pain. But then that happened the day before we were supposed to move for a summer internship. I had to drive a car. I couldn't take my drugs to numb the pain because I had to drive a car 6 hours. It was just, that whole experience was just the most pain I've ever felt. It was unbelievable. I hate it. Burned in my memory. A lot of moments from that are burned in my memory.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't notice this at the time, but I remember I have memories of the last night I had with my dad when he was dying. And I didn't even realize that was happening. And that's forever ingrained in my brain. And I guess point to Mark for us both having lost dads. And it's not always about what you went through, Bob. It's about who we lost.
Whoa.
I'll kill my dad if he'll give me a point. How many points is that worth?
We'll talk after the show for legal reasons.
All right.
Bob, you're up. If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, would you change anything about the way you're now living? Why?
I'm fucking gone, dude. I'm out of here. Mandy and I are selling our belongings, and we are going to do everything we've ever talked about, seeing the world.
Well, she might want to keep some of that money and stuff, because she does not necessarily die. She gets to move on.
Well, no. Well, I'll tell you, a huge life insurance policy, and I'll die tragically. No, I mean, I don't know if she's in for all this, but we're doing everything. If I'm dying in a year, I have 1 year to see all of the things I haven't seen and do everything with Mandy that we've ever talked about, because we have all these plans, places we need to go and things we want to experience, but you don't get to do them all at once. We got jobs. I mean, she has a real job, I have this, but we're busy, you know, and we would do that. We'd do as much of that as possible.
Mark?
Dude, Unisonus 2. Can you imagine? Shit.
Like, oh my god.
Not, that's the only way.
No, because Bob and I weren't invited to that.
It doesn't matter. Shut up. Like, imagine like a year video and it's just like even harder that last live stream. I would have record breaking live stream. People see me. Do I just blow up at the end of it? It's just like, all right, goodbye. Well, you know? Oh, and then the screen goes black.
You would take the whole platform down with you for dying on stream.
I mean, you know, I hate to say this, but I'm not the first person. I wouldn't have been the first person to do that, man.
Oh, this is tough. No points. I like both your answers.
That would be crazy.
I know, right? It would be so insane.
Like, if you just ignore all the moral questions surrounding that exist, that would be nuts. Ugh.
All right, Mark, you're up first. Lie to me. What does friendship mean to you?
Didn't we answer this question?
Apparently not.
Well, I mean, okay, so I said
it's not
loyal.
What you value most in a friendship. It's what does friendship mean to you?
Oh, it means you would do anything for that other person. Anytime, anywhere, doesn't matter. Like, if you have a true friend, like, you're there for them, period.
All right, good answer. Bob?
Oh, that's kind of like what I was going to say, so I'll just freeball it. Friendship is like a big boat, and you're both on it, and don't sink the boat, because there's only one life vest.
Beautiful.
So you'd better work together and care for each other, because that boat is all you've got.
I'm actually giving you both I was going to give the point to Mark, because you said it was his answer, but I liked your answer too, so you both get a point. Congratulations. I think we're at Mark now, right?
Yes.
No, Bob. Bob no, first Bob. This time. Bob first
Me.
This time.
Me.
What roles do love and affection play in your life?
I mean, that's a pretty personal question. I don't know if this is the right context
Mark.
For that. I mean, that's basically how I show people they matter to me. I'm not very good at like remembering your birthday, or I'm not like a very thoughtful person in terms of planning, but when I show person love and affection, if I do something or if I'm there for you or whatever, like that's the main way that I communicate, like you are important to me and our friendship or our relationship means something. So that's pretty essential to me.
All right. Mark?
Samesies. Give us both
Great,
points.
Great, point to Bob.
No, come on. Samesies, we're on a boat. Love is like a boat. We're on a boat together.
No,
there's
no,
only
two
one
points
life
to Bob.
Vest,
all you right, you're sinking this ship very fast.
We're on what's the thing besides a boat? Airplane. We're on an airplane. Only one parachute. It's going down. You got to make it work.
All right. Point to Mark for acknowledging that his chance of winning is going down. Mark, you're first here. Alternate sharing something you consider a positive characteristic of your partner. Share a total of 5 items.
Of you?
Yeah, actually. You know what?
Yeah, well, Wade is the one we're trying to fall in love with. So
your great sense of humor. You're a good friend. Like, you're always there for the people that you care about. You give more than you get. And, like, huge ass. Enormous ass. Incredibly profund badonk.
All right, that's 5 points for 5 truths. Bob, tell me how great I am.
Yeah, no, Mark kind of said all the ones I was going to say. I'm just going to pick from the B list. Basketball. Tall. Uh-huh. Big house, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I have the record for that, but
I'm trying to think of stuff outside of what Mark said. You're always very sincere, I guess, which doesn't seem like it should be a big thing, but like I've known people and had friends or like roommates or whatever, where even if you come to them and you're like, I have a serious problem, like they're just completely fake or not interested. Like you're very sincerely interested when people talk to you about whatever it is. You're not selfish or picky about that. You're generous with what you have. I think all of us are pretty lucky, and you're very generous, and you like to include as many friends as possible, and you're always down to share. You're again not selfish. You really pull off the shaved head look. I think it's a pretty good, it's a good look.
I like these 5 items. I think you might have gone above and beyond, so I'll give you 5 points too.
He had 2 of the same one.
I don't even know how many I did. 6.
Didn't you say like you give and then you're
generous?
Oh,
they were different.
All right, Mark, give me 1 bonus one for an extra point.
You're taller.
He was unselfish in different ways. Wait, what did you say, Mark?
I said he was taller than me.
Damn.
I do like that. All right, I'll give you the bonus point. Bob, you're still up by 1, though.
What happened?
Because I gave him a whole bunch of points earlier whenever
overall. Even like, you give me a point, but somehow Bob still has more points in that round than me.
No, not in that round. Just in total.
Okay, all right. That's fair. Okay, cool. All right. Okay.
In general, I'm up by 1. All right.
You're not going to say anything nice about us. You put chime in and answer and all those other ones, but this
well,
one
no,
you
guys,
just get over.
I was thinking about it. No, you guys have always included me from the time to Drunk Minecraft and so on and so forth, whenever, like, you know, I didn't know you all that super well. that invitation, that inclusion, has always felt meant a lot to me. Compassion and generosity. Bob and I had a really, really nice talk one night when we were at a convention. I think it was when we were in Louisville. We stayed up till like 6 in the morning just chatting about life and stuff and just relating things, and kind of it brought us a lot closer, and I've always really cherished that memory. Mark, whenever I had nothing, was really struggling, all the times you've helped out with, like, you know, including us in sponsored things, or I mean, hell, you bought my very first computer that I was able to do any kind of content and stuff on. Keeping us in your life despite the fact that you could probably record videos or make content with literally anyone in the world, but you still,
you could buy way better friends.
Yeah, but you come back to us for some reason. That's always meant a lot to me. You guys are really funny. Getting to do this, you know, it's our job, but getting to genuinely laugh every time we hang out and do stuff makes my day better, makes my life a lot better. The amount of caring you guys show to me and each other and others, the creativity, I'm so envious of the creativity you guys have. I feel like I'm not creative at all. Sometimes I'll have like a good one-liner, or, you know, I'll have a topic I find interesting or whatever else, but like listening to Bob tell stories like the fridge or whatever else, whenever he gets fired up about something, there's just nothing better. And Mark, when you're passionate about a subject and you just dive into it, and it's just amazing to listen to that passion you can have for things. It's just an amazing quality. And I'm going to stop now before I get teary-eyed, because you guys actually suck.
Aww,
that's so sweet.
Yeah, we can fuck after the episode's done, but we got to power through this.
That's almost a perfect ending point.
Oh, okay. Well, we got through 22.
Oh, we only got to 22?
We got through 22 of the 36
questions. I count 36 questions.
Yeah.
All right, let me find one final thing here.
Yeah, we don't want to end on a positive here. Nah, I can't have this lovey-dovey.
No, not another question. Just, I didn't know if there was something at the end of this to tell us, like, what it all meant. But I guess it means that... I guess to sum it all up, I can see how answering these questions and going through these could lead to people making those connections, because typically a lot of this stuff is stuff that either goes unsaid, like what we just talked about each other, or it's just stuff that you either take for granted or don't think to bring up in normal conversation. Because a lot of times, like, you know, what a first date, you're like, hey, what's your job, do you like sports, stuff like that.
Yeah, it talks about what's important.
Yeah, actually opening up to somebody about what you feel about different things, like letting them know, yeah, my grandma means the world to me, or, you know, I would love to have more time with my dad, but I wouldn't change anything because I'm happy with where I've gotten in life and the lessons I've learned. Like, those are things that resonate, and I can see how this could lead to people feeling that connection more, because it's forcing you to connect almost, rather than skirting around the real questions because you're afraid of, like, well, I don't want to, you know, jump in and show too much too soon. What if they reject me? It's like, this is forcing you to dive into that stuff. Any final thoughts on the study or Valentine's Day or love?
Who won it, love, today? Who wins the love?
Yeah, who loved the best?
Who loved hardest?
Well, Mark did not allow me to ask any more questions, and as I said after the last question, he was losing by 1 point to Bob, so...
Wait, give me a chance, give me a chance.
Mark literally cut me off with Bob winning.
Come on!
I asked you for bonus statements. I gave you every opportunity here, and you rejected it. Bob is our winner.
Wow, he really did try and leave you an opening there, Mark.
I did my very best to allow him to have any chance at anything, and he did not take it.
You flushed Wade's love down the drain, just like you flush your poopies.
You're assuming a lot about
me. But because you mean so much to me, I'll give you half a point, Mark. So now you only lose by half a point.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
Congrats, Bob.
We can still have a three-way later.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah. From Skyline or like sex?
Both.
I would go for both, yeah.
Feels good to win.
Well, congrats, Bob. You're our winner. What do you have any victory speeches to say before we have our fun times?
Feels good to hold Wade's beating heart in the palm of my hand. I really won this with my witty lies and my delightful-sounding half-truths. I really tricked Wade into falling for me so deeply. I look forward to our lives together. Separate, but together. Lives. Notice that I said that. And, I know, I just really appreciate you being putty in my hands, you know? Thanks.
Well, it was my pleasure to host. I hope you all had a safe, fun, and probably very sexual Valentine's Day out there. Good food, good meat, get in the bed and fuck, you know, as they say. Mark, any closing words as the guy who literally chose to lose?
That's my last word.
Great. thanks for listening to Distractable, everybody. If you'd like to find us individually, you can find Mark at Markiplier pretty much everywhere. You can find Bob, facebook.com/MySkirm or MySkirm on various other platforms. I'm Wade, Minion777 or LordMinion777, whatever. You'll find me if you look. Thanks for listening to Distractable. We are on YouTube now. We have merch. We have all kinds of fun things. I'm not going to tell you any of those links, though, because I don't have them memorized. Maybe the guys do. You know where to find stuff?
Just use the Google. Out there.
There you go. Yeah, Google.
Don't we have a website? No, we got a website.
Yeah, what is that?
Distractablepodcast.com.
Distractablepodcast.com.
That's it.
It's probably linked down there or something.
Buy merch. Download the podcast everywhere. Make us blow up and be the number one podcast in the world. I don't know. That'd be cool. Again. Anyway, until Bob's hosting next week.
That's store.distractablepodcast.com.
Store. There you go. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day. Podcast out.